You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, June 1st. I'm Nick Trzynski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 2.3 billion euros. That's how much JDE Peet, the parent company of Peet's Coffee and other coffee brands, raised in an initial public offering Friday on the Euronext Amsterdam Stock Exchange. The deal values the coffee business at over $17 billion. It's the largest IPO since the coronavirus pandemic and related market turmoil threw a wrench in many companies' plans to go public. But the IPO market is beginning to ramp back up. Online insurance broker SelectQuote listed on the New York Stock Exchange last month. And this week, investors will get a pair of high-profile IPOs. Warner Music Group, one of the big three labels, hopes to raise as much as $1.8 billion in an offering it had postponed earlier this year. Also going public will be ZoomInfo, which provides databases used by sales and marketing professionals. The next number up is 30%. That's how much Lululemon Athletica's stock has climbed this year. It bucks the overall trend in the apparel industry, which has suffered as stores across the US have been closed during much of the coronavirus pandemic. But Lululemon has a much more robust online presence than many other apparel-focused competitors, and its comfy and casual athleisure products seem perfect for spending months sheltering at home. Lululemon's profit margins might still be hurt by the pandemic and costly measures required to protect employees and adjust supply chains, but investors are betting that it will emerge from the crisis stronger than it went in. Our last number is $1,745. That's the price of an ounce of gold. It's up over 34% in the past year. Gold's rally began last summer when the Federal Reserve reversed course and began cutting interest rates. That's supportive of the price of gold, which doesn't provide any yield, so the opportunity cost of holding gold is smaller when rates are lower. Gold's rise picked up earlier this year as the coronavirus pandemic and ensuing lockdown spread across the globe and central banks slashed rates. Gold is the classic safe haven asset. It tends to do well when riskier investments like stocks tumble. What's curious is that the gold price has continued rising as stocks have rallied back from their late March lows. It suggests that investors may still be fearful about what lies ahead. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, June 1st. I'm Nick Trzynski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.